If we want to love people that are difficult to love, the first thing we need to do is pray for ourselves to have a proper attitude before we ever bother to pray for them to change. And I'm serious. I learned a long time ago, I do not go to God and pray for my husband to change without approaching the throne in this fashion. Lord, this thing is really hard for me, and obviously I would like you to work in Dave's life. Hi, babe. He usually sits down there. He's up here tonight because he's got a cough, and if he started coughing, he wanted to escape quickly. However, he's now closer to me, so if I say much, he can come up here and take the microphone. But first I will pray now. Lord, maybe I'm not even seeing this right. I may be the one with the problem. And so, first of all, deal with me. Don't ever go to God in prayer about somebody else's faults if you don't go with a humble attitude. Amen? That's just not a very safe thing to do. Because just because we think we know what's wrong with somebody doesn't mean that we do. Amen? Ooh, this is better than I thought it might be. Pray that we will see our own faults, because if we do, it will make it much easier to be patient with the weaknesses of others. Because when we see our own faults, it brings a degree of humility into our lives. Matthew 7:3, why do you stare from without at the very small particle that's in your brother's eye? Let me give it to you. I think it's the Living Bible. Why do you stare from without at the toothpick that's in your brother's eye, but you don't become aware of the telephone pole that's in your eye? And that's it. Just imagine if there were two people up here. One had a toothpick sticking out of his eye, and another one had a telephone pole sticking out of his eye, and the guy with the telephone pole sticking out of his eye is trying to correct the guy with the toothpick in his eye. And actually, if you go and read all those scriptures in Matthew 7, I mean, it gets really good, because he said, go first and get the telephone pole out of your own eye, then you will see clearly how to take the toothpick out of your brother's eye. See, we don't know how to help people properly. There's no compassion, no gentleness if we've got a bigger mess in our life than they do, but we're blind to our faults and only see theirs. Maybe there's just somebody listening in here by TV. Maybe you could just think about this a little bit. Maybe you could just think about all those people you don't like, and you could just maybe ask yourself, is it even remotely possible I mean, I know it would be very remote, but is it even remotely possible that I could have more problems than they do? Well, I'll just leave that with you. Now you'll like this one better. Number 3. Pray for the person who's being difficult to get along with. Yes, thank you. But don't pray for them to change just to make it easier for you. But pray for them to be all that God wants them to be. So, pray for the person with humility, realizing, but for the grace of God, there go I. Romans 12:3, for by the grace, I love how Paul approaches this. He's getting ready to correct the Romans, and he says, by the grace of God, I warn everyone among you not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to. So he didn't just go in there and start telling them off. He said, look, I'm only coming to you and daring to tell you this because God has given me a grace to do this. And so I'm telling you, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Don't have an exaggerated opinion of your own importance. And you know, honestly and truly, sometimes being judgmental of other people, it is a mechanism that we come up with to not have to deal with our own problems. As long as I stay busy thinking about what's wrong with you, I don't have to deal with what might be going on in my own life. So I've kind of found out in my many years of experience of doing a whole bunch of stuff wrong and hopefully learning to do a lot of it right now, that I really need to spend less time on other people and more time on me. Amen. Don't have an exaggerated opinion of your own importance, but rate your ability with sober judgment, each according to the degree of faith apportioned by God to him. Pray for people. I'm just going to give you a few ways to pray for people. Pray that God will help them be all he wants them to be, to do what he wants them to do. Pray that God will open their eyes, that they actually can see and recognize when they hurt other people. Because they don't see it. They didn't get up that day planning to hurt you. Pray that God will help them get to the root of their problem, because behavior modification is not the answer. You can be in a relationship with somebody and you can say, if you don't do this and this, I'm leaving. Well, maybe out of fear, they'll straighten up and be able to change something for a period of time, but you've all had the experience, it comes back. It pops up again somewhere else, because just behavior modification is not what people need. They need a heart change. They need a nature change. And if they've got so many problems in their life that they can't see God themselves, then they need to see us act like God. And it is a sacrifice. I am going to talk to you a little bit this weekend about being willing to live a little more sacrificially for the sake of the gospel. Listen, we're not going to be here forever. Jesus is going to come back, and maybe pretty soon, the way things are looking, I don't know. But when it's over, honey, it's over. There's no do-overs. And I want to really make an effort to take as many people to heaven with me as I possibly can. So if I have to keep forgiving the same person over and over and over and over and over, or I have to keep believing the best, believing the best, believing the best, believing the best. Now, we all need to see a little progress. There's no doubt about that. But I really believe that you can kill the meanness in people with kindness. I mean, I proved that with my own father, and it's too long of a story to get into right now, but many of you have heard me testify about how God put it on my heart to take care of him and my mother till they died. And if anybody in the room thinks I wanted to do that or thought it was fair, you have got another thing coming, because I did not. But it was the single most powerful thing that I've ever done in my whole life. And my father's in heaven getting to hear the message tonight. So isn't that good news? Pray for discernment. We need more discernment. We are too much off the top of our head. We need to pray for discernment. Discernment goes deeper than just what we see or what we think. You remember Jesus when the woman was caught in adultery and they were trying to trap him because they knew he, you know, was this big love guy, and now here she's broken the law and the law says you got to stone her. So now, okay, Mr. Love, what are you going to say about this one? And so he knelt down on the ground and the Bible says he wrote in the dirt with his finger. Now, what's that all about? You know, what? And then he slowly gets up and he says, well, I'll tell you what, let whichever one of you has no sin throw the first stone. You know what I believe he was doing? This is my personal opinion, but I believe that he was taking just enough time to hear from his father about the just right way to handle that situation. What would happen in our lives and in our families instead of just, well, if you do that again, I'm out of here, and if you get me, I mean, come on, we all know that don't work. I mean, when my kids were teenagers, I screamed at them, and my son would roll his eyes at me, and there's nothing that I dislike worse than a teenager whose eyes roll back in their head every time you try to correct them. Or when the room looks like a slop house and you say, clean this up, and they're like, what's wrong with it? But it didn't change them. You can scream at your kids till you don't have a voice left. It's just going to make them hate you. But through more discernment, through more prayer, through more realizing what you were like at that age. Oh, no, you were all perfect when you were 12 and 13, 14. I mean, I did some dumb stuff when I was a kid. Pray for more discernment. Take a little more time with things. Ooh, I'm praying. I'm praying, praying, praying. You can pray for me. I'm praying that I can just think before I open my mouth and say something. Now, not up here when I'm preaching, because, you know, I believe God's speaking through me. I don't have to think. I just open my mouth and out it comes. But, you know, man, when I'm dealing with people sometimes, I'm like, ooh. Why didn't I just shut up for a few minutes? All right, number four. You're not going to like this one, but it's got to be part of it. Number four way to love people that are hard to love. You got to be ready. You got to get up ready to forgive them often. You know, if you're with somebody that's fairly obnoxious, there's not much of a chance of getting through a whole day. So you need to make your mind up before it ever starts. I'm going to forgive you. You are not going to beat me. The devil working through you is not going to beat me. I've got more love. I have got more love than you've got meanness. Here again, I'm not saying, you know, I like, okay, let's bring it down a notch. You don't need to talk to me like that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about not confronting people's bad behavior, but what I am talking about is not then building walls around yourself and keeping them out of your life, thinking you're protecting yourself from ever getting hurt again. Got to keep in mind that if you wall people out, you wall yourself in. Be ready to forgive them often. Seven times? I can do seven, Lord. No, Peter, just over and over and over and over and over. Forgiving one another, Ephesians 4:32 says, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ has forgiven you. You will never, and I will never, have to forgive somebody else for more than Jesus has had to forgive me for. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day.